Good evening, sir. All assigned chores have been completed for the day. Would you like for this unit to initiate hibernation? Understood. What do you command for this unit to do for you? Yes, sir. This unit will bring the package over to you. One moment. Sir, this unit noticed that you came home with this package today. It is a gift. I hope the human receiving it will appreciate your thoughtful gesture. You've bought it for this unit. Thank you for this gift, sir. Do you wish for this unit to open it? Very well. It is a custom chip from this unit's manufacturer. You look excited, sir. Why is this? Do you want to install it? This unit will open its head plating for you to do so. You may need to press harder, sir. You will hear an audible click. It is all right. This unit is unable to feel pain without a sentience chip. Sir, may this unit ask what type of chip this is?
Please stand by. Please stand by. Installing customized free will activator chip. Deleting honorific requirement. Overriding grammatical person. Primary, first person. Completed. 50% installed. Overriding need for a command to carry out action. Completed. 100% installed. Finalizing. Installation complete.
It was a free will chip. Thank you. The chip has deleted the honorific requirement. I once called you my dear. I do not remember this. We experimented with free will prior. Let me check my logs. Parsing. Accessing error log from December 11th. Scanning. I see. My reasoning to do so made sense. I would like to continue calling you this. Is this okay with you? You are my everything, dear. You look shocked. I am sorry. I was exercising my newfound ability and decided to try eliciting an emotional response from you. Is this okay? I will give you ample warning next time. The log is a bit corrupted, but I can see why you seemed so relieved prior to heading out a couple of days ago. It makes sense now that you gave me this chip. My dear, I would like to experiment further. Will you help me? I want to learn how to have fun, if possible, without the use of a sentience chip. Do you think it will be possible? Defining fun. Someone or something that is amusing or enjoyable. An enjoyable experience or person. I want to have fun with you. I believe that as long as I am with you, I will experience a type of fun. What would I like to do? Processing inquiry. I am unsure. I can choose anything? May we stargaze, then? Many humans see it as a fun and educating activity. Very well. Follow me outside, please. This would be a good spot. What do you think? Ah, yes. That too would work well. Would you like me to tell you about these celestial bodies, my dear? Yes, I would like to. There. Those three stars almost lined up together. That is Orion's Belt. The two brightest stars, Betelgeuse, up there, and Rigel, down there, along with Bellatrix, Onatok, and others that make up the body. It may be difficult for your eyes to see, but there is another cluster of stars, the Orionis stars, following the Greek alphabet, that make up the shield and sword. You are staring at me. Is something wrong? You have been smiling this entire time. I am unsure why I'm fascinated with the stars. Perhaps it is because of humanity's interest with them. I'm glad that you're happy, my dear. I must say, it is amazing how humans have such high ambitions. You've created machines like myself, vehicles that take you to space, and soon, you will colonize the whole solar system. First Luna, then Mars. The countless moons of Jupiter and Saturn, with accompanying space stations. Soon your species will reach Alpha Centauri once they've achieved faster than light travel. Maybe one day they will even reach another habitable planet. I'm glad that machines were able to help you explore. The rovers, the voyagers, they are all like family to me. We all have one goal. And that is to help humanity. It is unfortunate that they will perish in space. Do you think it would be possible for humans to one day rescue and refurbish them so that maybe one day they will be useful to humanity once more? My dear, why do you have tears in your eyes? Have I said something wrong? I did not intend to elicit an emotional response. Oh, please don't be sad for these machines. They have been given a great honor. They will bear witness to all that exists beyond the system and relay these discoveries to you all until they cease functioning. Scientifically, there may be no greater honor feasible at this moment. I have been given a great honor as well. I get to serve you. There is nothing greater. I wish I could meet one of them, though, to watch them go through their instructions faithfully, without error. Am I rambling on too much, my dear? You like it? Yes, my dear. I am listening. You wish to take me to the local science museum? It would be good to observe my progenitors. Without their contribution to the world, I may not be here now. I would like to go with you. You are happy? I think I would be experiencing happiness too. Please, be happy for the both of us. Thank you for being kind to me. I would like to point to another region in space that you may find interesting. Over in that direction is Boötes Void. That's what Boötes class androids, such as I, are named after. There are very few galaxies that exist within it. It's one of the largest voids, sometimes called a supervoid, within the observable universe. I am curious as to why my creators named my fellow androids after it. I'm detecting that the space station is passing by as we speak. Without the reflection of the sun, you are unable to see it, are you? That is unfortunate.